Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of James. James chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 1, 2, and 3. James chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." That's James chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. That's a tremendous passage of Scripture, as it really begins by telling us where wars and fightings and dissensions come from. These things come from our own lusts that war within us, and consequently we extend that to others. But the point that I want to emphasize with you today is the last part of verse 2 and verse 3, where it says, "Ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." You know, one of the tremendous tools that God has given to us is prayer. And prayer is not something that we have come up with. Prayer is something that God has given to us. It's a tool. It's a gift. It's a blessing that God has given to us. Remember Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And yet, you know, from time to time, I hear people say, "Well, I have prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed, and I have not yet received the answer." And maybe you can say that. Let me say this to you today, and that is this: God's timing and God's will go together. Now, God has promised that when we pray accordingly, that is, according to the teaching of the Word of God, that He will hear and He will answer. But many times we want the answer yesterday, and God is saying, "Well, wait until tomorrow or next week or next month," or whatever the case may be. A number of years ago, my wife and I visited a lady in York, Pennsylvania. And when we were talking with her, she said, "I have been praying for so many years that my husband would get saved so that I could live a better life." I looked at the lady and I said, "Well, you know, why don't you start praying that your husband will get saved to the glory of God?" And she said, "You know something? I never thought about that." And so she began to pray that her husband would get saved to honor God. And within 1 month, she gave me a call and she said, "You know, my husband got saved." You see, many times even when we pray, we don't pray with the right motive. We pray that it might be consumed upon our lusts, as it were. And when we pray, if we want to see God work, we should pray in faith. We should pray with a biblical basis. And ultimately, we should pray to the glory of God. When we pray in faith, believing that God will work, when we pray with a biblical basis, that is, based on biblical truth, and then when we pray to glorify God, we will see God work, because God promises that when we pray, He will answer. Think about that as you go to prayer today. Father, we do thank You and praise You for the ministry of prayer, for the tool of prayer, for the blessing of prayer. And it is my prayer that each and every one of us will pray according to Your will, according to Your word, so that we might be able to watch You work for Your glory. And we'll give You the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.